Welcome to Shomer Show on the Daf, where Pesachim Daf Yudzayin. The Gemara, starting in Daf Tzayin, based on the bottom, going into the first few lines of Daf Yudzayin, speaks about the question the Chagai Hanovi asked the Kohanim when they built Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. And the Gemara brings a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel if the Kohanim answered the question correctly. Now, this obviously something that needs more hesber. More explanation. What's going on over here? Why is Chagai testing the Kohanim? What does it mean that he's asking them a question regarding the Tum of a Tahara, that it goes down to Shlishi Revi, which is really all included in the Torah Sheba'al Peh? So if you open Sefer Chagai, which is part of the Treasar, already just from the Psukim and the Novi, we get a little bit of understanding of what's going on. Chagai has only two Prakim in it. And all what Chagai is busy with is the building of Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. As we know, originally, Beis Hamikdash Hasheni started to be built, then it stopped by the king of Persia, and then Daryavish, the son of Achashverosh, allowed Am Yisrael to continue building. And Chagai is speaking at that initiation, reinitiation, of the building of Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. And the entire second perek, Chagai is preparing Am Yisrael for the building of Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. The Psukim in the beginning of the Perek tell us the beautiful Nevuah of Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, as Rashi explains it there, Godol Yiyek Voida Bais Hazeh Ha'achorin Min Harishon Omar Hashem Tzevokos. Hashem promises that the Bais Hasheni will have greatness more than the first Bais. There's a beautiful Medrash called Heicholos to Rabbi Shmuel, which the Leshev quotes a lot. It's printed in Bote Midrashas. Very worthwhile to look inside. It says over there that when they built the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there was sadness. They knew that the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni will not have the same level of miracles as Beis Hamikdash Harishon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I know you what you want. I know, Am Yisrael, what you need and what you're yearning for. Toira merubo atem mevakshim. V'hamoin Talmud, v'roiv Shmuos. The Medrash says, to you, Am Yisrael, what you want to do is you want to learn Torah. You want to be able to answer questions. And you want to be able to letame esatame, letar b'hem esator, la'achshir b'hem esakosher, u'livsoim b'hem esapostol. Meaning you want to get to the level of Torah that was never given before. And that's what the Pasuk says in the Medrash, Godil yek for dabai says ha'achorim in Harishon. That the level of Bais Sheni in Torah will be greater than the first Bais. And obviously we're talking about Torah Sheba'al Peh, that the greatness of Torah Sheba'al Peh was revealed in Bais Sheni, as the Medrash goes on to expand over there. So with that, we have already understanding why, as we start Bais Sheni, the first thing what Chagai is doing is testing the Kohanim on Torah Sheba'al Peh. Do you know the difference of Tumah Taharo? Do you know the levels of Tumah? Because we're coming here to build a bais which will be based on Torah Sheba'al Peh. And obviously there's a remez over here, as the Novi continues, about the level of Tahara of Am Yisrael, because to learn Torah, you need to be B'Tahara. And there's a connection here to Hanukkah. Because as Rashi says over there, in the Novi, that when the Novi speaks about the greatness of Bais Sheni, he's talking about also that Am Yisrael will be in its greatness. And Rashi says, when? Right now, in the building of the Bais Sheni, it's still under the Persian kingdom, and they're subject to them. They're in Golos. But soon will be Malchus Yavon, and then there will be Nisi Vanas in the Vnei Chashvenoi. Then will be the Nisi of Chanukah, which that's what's going to elevate Bais Sheni to be in its highest form. The greatness of Bais Sheni is revealed on Chanukah. And what's fascinating about this Nevuah, if you look inside, this Nevuah was given on what day of the year? On Chav Daled Kislev, on the day of Erev Chanukah. The Nevuah that relates to the Gadlus, the greatness of Bais Sheni, which comes in Chanukah, is given on the day which will eventually be Erev Chanukah. Yemir Tzah Hashem, tomorrow night, I'll be giving a special pre-Chanukah Shir, which will go more in length to explain this. To get more details about that cheer and to join the short Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.